general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, a day early for his weekly visit. It's Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning.
Well, we didn't get much in the way of post-game comments from you yesterday, so we thought we'd get you on today. Are you still as mad as you appeared yesterday?
You damn right I am.
Okay. Yeah, the only quote you had yesterday contained two F-bombs, and again, we're on live radio here, so if you could keep the cussing to a minimum.
Well, first of all, I'm tired of this bullshit. We suck. We play like a bunch of holes. We should have won. We had it in the bag, and I am hopping mad. Well, I'm gonna fire everyone. Dave Campo, out. Bruce Coughlin, out. Dak Wynn, out. Alyssa Etheridge, out.
What? She's not on the team.
But she's out, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she is out. All right, your quote yesterday was, quote, that was a stupid blanking ball game. The players.
Yeah, I said, that's what I said.
The players played well enough to win. We blanked it up.
Yeah, we it up.
Now, are you saying the coaching staff, who blanked it up?
Well, I would think, George, that I'm talking about the coaching staff.
Okay, well, I didn't know. You said we, and you're not the coach of the
other. Well, and you're not exonerated either. I heard what you said about Emmitt Smith scoring a touchdown.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, all them cheeseburgers you ate made your brain so fast it's pushing on your skull, gay boy.
Hey, wow. Hey, come on.
Let's pull your head out of your and watch the game.
Hey, come on. Come on. You know, we're humans. We make mistakes.
Well, today is firing day. Billy Cundiff, fired. Rowdy, fired.
Good.
Crazy Ray, kicked to the curb. Joe Avasano, demoted to lawn care.
Wow.
That was the most pathetic mother game I've ever viewed from beneath the awning of my hairpiece.
From what? What? Awning?
George?
Yep.
What was I thinking? Why did I leave the oil business? I was so good at raping the earth of its natural resources. Why did I buy this team?
Well, because you wanted to compete in the professional football arena.
Is that it, George? Yeah. You think so? Well, you, man.
Wow. Hey, come on. Jerry, I'm just trying to help out here.
Let's review my tenure here as Cowboys football man, okay?
All right.
I ran off Jimmy Johnson. Hired Byer Switzer. Fired Byer Switzer. Hired Chan Gailey. Fired Chan Gailey. Promoted Dave Campo. Drafted Shante Carver, David LaFleur, Ebenezer Ekabon, Dwayne Goodrich, Kamika Pittman, and Quincy Carter. Got a hairpiece, an eye lift, face tuck, and a speeding ticket in Highland Park, and Dan near landed me in jail. I had a coach, took a gun through an airport. I had players running a whorehouse while I failed to clean house. I just sat back and watched it all. We had cocaine, Mary Jane, and I was insane to refrain from cutting their asses. I just sat back and watched it all. Playmaker becomes a haymaker, went through a trial, banged sluts, and made us the butts of every comedian's jokes. I sat back and just watched it all happen. Yeah. I watched America's team become America's most wanted. Eric Williams plows into a retaining wall, and I just watch it. I watch us fall rung by rung down the NFL ladder until now. We have a perennial coordinator to hit.
We have to dump that.
Well, I had to dump that F-bomb.
Our beat machine didn't catch you in time.
Well, it's come high time, boys.
Yep. For what?
High time.
For what?
Well, you know, for the past few years, I've worn two hair pieces, GM and owner.
You can just say two hats.
Now it's time to blow off my GM hairpiece.
Whoa!
I hope that was a symbolic blowing off of the GM hairpiece.
Yeah, it's a shtick.
Wow.